last week.
There we are. Now we're recording.
Yeah.
And things are going to come together very nicely here with my mic checks. And what was the question that you had for us today?
The topic that we were going to do was, originally it was first car, but I think I'd rather change it to favorite car that was, you know, within your access. So if it's a favorite car that you remember riding in with one of your parents driving, or favorite car, you know, your first car that you drove, or, you know, some car down the line that has a funny quick story to it.
Ah, sure. Okay.
Something like that.
Cool. Well, Katie, our lone guest, at least for the moment, we shall see if we get guest number two before we start the show.
Right.
But what car would you like to talk about?
Well, I think the best anecdotal story is my father, for my 16th birthday, bought me a Karmann Ghia.
Wow.
A Karmann Ghia from, like, 1969-ish.
Cool.
The trick was that it was on a trailer. It didn't run, and when you tried to open the doors, they fell off.
Wow.
So we thus sold the Karmann Ghia for probably $100 or less to my neighbor's uncle, who has now restored it to be beautiful and red and all of its glory.
Cool.
So now I've been pining to buy back my first car that has been restored.
I see.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think I was closer 5 years ago than I am now.
Mm.
But
hark.
My first car was a Karmann Ghia that didn't run.
Sweet.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, okay. Looks like we won't have a second guest for tonight.
Well, son of a gun, heck.
Yeah, that's too bad. yeah, apparently she's having a little back trouble, so.
Oh.
So we'll just proceed with three this evening, and hopefully she can join us on another episode.
Don't expect me to be entertaining enough for two people.
Well, you better be. You already walked yourself right into that one.
Suck it up, Katie.
I'll be over here.
And then I'll be over here.
I turned that mic off. So.
Well,
we don't
that know. I was throwing my voice then.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No? All right. Give up.
Well, then. Cool. Well, that was... You expanded the question to not only first car, but just memorable.
Memorable car.
Well, I remember my current car pretty well.
Yeah.
The car that I have now is actually the first car that I actually own that I really feel like is mine, as mm-hmm. opposed to one that I'm just borrowing temporarily from my parents or from my sister. So, yeah, and her name is Charlotte, and she's a blue Honda Civic, and she's adorable. And
yay, blue Honda Civics!
Sometimes I personify her a bit more than is normal, but that's okay, right?
That's fine.
Just means I love my car. But, yeah, she's done me well so far, and taking her out on some trips down to Luther and to Chicago... And
it was last weekend.
It was good. caught up with some people. I was surrounded by close, dear friends. There was lots of love and beverages and music and mojitos. Because
when you think of Iowa, you think of mojitos.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You certainly do. Mojitos with a side of corn. But, yeah, it was fantastic. We got to see the wind turbine that was built yet, but it's actually not connected to anything yet. So it's just standing up in the bluffs, looking majestic, but not really serving a purpose yet.
Yeah.
So was that like... Completely, this is exciting for Iowa. There was a wind turbine.
A local scale, I imagine.
Yeah, exciting for Luther and Decorah. But As I understand it, in order to run the power cables to the college where they are needed, they have to dig under the Upper Iowa River, which is...
difficult?
Difficult and possibly just a very big issue. So...
I say they make a rat bridge.
A rat bridge?
I just pictured that it would be rats that would run across it. Just little, with a cable that goes over the river.
Oh.
I'm not an engineer. There's a good reason for that.
I know an engineer. Anyway.
Yeah, so I thought I'd bring it up. I knew that was on the radar a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. And the road trips surrounding it were good, too. Because I got to have Spencer along as well.
Right. Did he drive at all?
Nope. I drove the whole way.
Okay.
With Charlotte.
The blue Honda Civic to bring in full circle.
Duly noted.
Right back together. And I got a Luther alum sticker from my rear window.
There you go. So. I saw a Green Bay alum sticker today driving to work.
Nice.
Kind of one of those weird, no one knows about that place. No one goes there.
Unless they know Dan Whalen.
True.
Then that's the only reason I know about it. I also have a blue Honda Civic.
Yes, you do.
It's got its hail damage fixed today.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's nice.
And the guy on the phone was like, you know, it had a lot more dents than I thought it was going to. And I'm like, yep. Mm. Hail got it pretty good. Now I just got to fix the bumper.
Right.
I'm working on it.
The missing chunk.
I got quotes. It's not $800 anymore. It's only going to be three.
Ooh, nice. That's better.
Yeah. $800 wow. To fix a piece of plastic? No, not going to happen. $300? Yes. So the people will stop asking me what happened to my bumper.
Nice.
It's been a year almost. It's sad. Oh. Dan, what was your memorable car?
See, the reason why I expanded this is I was going to cheat because I have a favorite first car and a favorite car that's also technically a first car, too. Because I just wanted to plug my mom's old Toyota Previa.
I think you did that in the last episode I was on.
I could not tell you. I don't know why I would have.
I just know that the Previa has come up in recent conversation.
I think it's because I was trying to plug the starting topic.
Ah, maybe.
It was fun because it had the second row that you could turn around and just have kind of like a nice little seating area instead.
So that two or three people can get car sick?
No one ever got car sick. Oh. We always were on the road in terms of, like, we rarely flew anywhere.
I like the rear-facing seats in cars. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun in it's the blue like, station whoa, wagon my stepdad had, except for when you got sick, like on the way to Illinois.
See, we did that trip so much because my dad's sister lives by Chicago, and then my mom's parents used to live not far from them, oddly enough.
Yeah, so I suppose.
It's just, we had lots of reasons to go down there.
I can only think of once, doing it once. But I flew a lot.
I'm starting to now. Now I'm getting spoiled because it's just like, oh, you know, 8.5 hour drive or hour flight. Hour and a half flight.
Well, and gas is so expensive these days.
Yeah. But the car I actually wanted to talk about was the boat. Was the Buick Century, 91 silver Buick Century that had next to no suspension or shocks, so you could turn the wheels fast enough.
The boat, yes.
And get the corners to hit the ground because it'd swerve enough. And it also, the trunk could hold 7 dead bodies.
How did you test that?
Not 8.
We got 5 people in there alive.
So, like, fully intact and...
fully intact. Moving in so the right directions. So then we figured it had to be dead because you could chop up the other two and still kind of, you know,
I just figured
fill
you would
in.
Mangle
yeah,
them
pack
somehow.
Them in. Yep, that
like
makes
meat
sense.
Or something.
Because, you know, we were stupid theater kids. We'd have that parking lot right there. It's like, oh, yeah, let's all go hang out in the trunk for a second. See how many people we can cram in there.
Was that you were practicing for a clown car bit or something? I wasn't a theater kid. I don't understand.
No, boredom and recent access to cars.
High school. Yeah. Got it. I just remember going to the drive-in.
That's
and
right.
Putting
and
dents
sitting
in
on
the hood.
Yeah.
Or in the roof.
The roof.
Yeah.
But it was a roof. We weren't tall enough to care.
I remember the fabric on that roof was sagging down.
Yes. Oh,
yeah, the interior. And
I feel like that might be a driving hazard.
It did become a driving hazard.
Yeah.
But I just tried to come up with so many different ways to fix it, and all of them were wrong until the last one, which is like, go to an auto store and get the damn, you know, ceiling screws anyway. But there we let that car go to shit, so got a new car.
And having to pull out the fuse. Was it the fuses all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the antenna.
Yeah, because the antenna was stuck and refused to go up, but the motor would not trip off unless you pulled out the fuse.
Many quirks your first car had. I remember almost as well as you do.
It was originally owned by Carol Hines's mom, I think. It's like, you know, Jim Hines.
So low mileage.
Just, you know, old lady car, left it to go its way. Really drove it, I guess.
My aunt and uncle still drive my great-grandmother's old lady car from 1990. Another boat. It's still going. California.
God, I love boats.
Comfiest backseat ever.
Oh, that was the other thing.
That's
was
what she said.
The ability to just kind of stretch out because it was the bench seating.
Right.
It wasn't bucket seats.
And it's so cushy.
It's just two couches with
That's
wheels.
The thing with Hondas. Like, it's almost like cardboard. You just like, it's very stiff to sit on.
Because that was the other thing. I could fit seven or eight people in the cab itself.
So that's true.
We got a lot of people in there.
That is very true.
Very spacious.
It's fun.
Spacious. Yeah.
Good car.
Mm-hmm.
Good car. Okay.
Until it wasn't.
Yeah. Elizabeth, wasn't it?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
All of my cars have been named Bessie. I think it was Elizabeth. Is that weird?
Bessie?
They're all Bessie.
Hmm.
Words of encouragement seem to work. I couldn't understand you doing that with a Bessie.
Not being...
Come on, Bessie.
Come on, Bessie.
That's all it is.
That's always what it is. Come on, Bessie. And I like kind of tap the dash. What's that word again?
Words of optimism.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? Should we get rolling?
Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah. None of us have to work in the morning or anything.
No work or anything, right?
No.
Well, anyway, so here we go.
You're me.
Down one. I'll do it.
Okay.
That was cute.
Red leather, yellow leather. Unique New York, unique New York.
It's actually brown leather if you look at it, but, you know, the red blanket could totally trip you
like
up. I totally
red
understand.
Blanket?
Red blanket, brown blanket. Red blanket, brown couch. Red blanket, brown couch.
See, it's different letters, so it messes with your mind a little bit more.
It does.
But yes,